And we kind of have to read between the lines a little bit at the beginning. His brothers are pretty much fed up with him because he's interpreting these dreams that he has as a young man and saying, hey, guys, there's going to be a day when you're all going to bow down to me. Hey, check it out. You know, these sheaves of wheat, you know, that's you. And I'm going to be the guy. Of course, it all came true. But he kind of abused that that interpretation ability early on, didn't he?
He did. And it isn't so much that he got the interpretation wrong, is that he didn't have the maturity to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah.
Really, that's what he needed to do.
So we have a kid, young man, who's very entitled. And certainly we see that in today's culture. And yet he was humbled in a big way. He did not respond with anger and bitterness and frustration as many entitled people do when they, you know, something happens that kind of limits their ability to you know, just continue doing what they want to do. He actually responded in a very different way. How did Joseph respond to all of the setbacks? And there were a lot of setbacks in his life.
Yeah, there were. For those 13 years, God took Joseph through a very long, extended trial or set of trials to work on his character. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us exactly how Joseph responded, so there isn't a real direct question or answer to your question. But the Bible does tell us that God's presence was with him, and if we see the things that Joseph did and what he said, we can surmise that he responded in a pretty mature and godly way, pretty quickly, actually. And so we know that Joseph depended on the Lord in his response to these trials, and that he persevered for an extended period of time. One of the great lessons of Joseph is that some of the trials in our lives will last for months or years. They don't just last for days or weeks. And there are people out there today who are listening to this who are going, boy, that's me. Mm-hmm. I've been in this trial. I've been going through this divorce for 4 years. Or, you know, I'm a business owner, and I've been trying to turn my business around for the last 3 years. And what you find is that it's the perseverance in the trial, the perseverance under the stress and the pain of the trial that never goes away, that starts to produce the things that Peter talks about, like maturity and faith and hope and the other elements that James and Peter talk about when they talk about perseverance.